So this is Śrī Caitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, the process of devotional service, verse 162. So this is spoken by Kapila Dev. Nākārhi chinmat parāśānta rūpe. Nākārhi chinmat parāśānta rūpe. Nankshyanti no me nimisho leri heti. Yishamaham priya atma sutascha. Yishamaham priya atma sutascha. Sakha guru suhrido daivam ishtam. Guru suhrido daivam ishtam. Naka. Na. Not. Karhichit, at any time. Matpara, devotees of me. Matpara means with me as the supreme, meaning there is nothing higher for them than me. That's what is translated as devotees. So these are those who put Krishna as the highest priority. Shantarupe. O Mother, the symbol of peacefulness. This I'm not sure why Devahuti is a symbol of peacefulness. Maybe some of you. I mean, I can guess, but Nangshyanti will perish. No, not. Me, my. Animisha, time. You know what animisha means? You know what nimi or nimisha means? Nimishota. Nimish means blinking. So animisha means unblinking. So time never blinks. Yeah. Somebody sometimes may blink. Time never blinks. It eats every second. After a second. Yeah, no, it's okay. You can bring it. It's fine. Or gives to... I can give to somebody else. It's all right. Thank you. Just checking. There's a variety of reasons. Time never blinks. Animisha. It's one of the names of Krishna. Non-blinking time. Demigods are also unblinking. Demigods are unblinking. King Nimi, when he was cursed by was it Vishwamitra, he entered the blinking of people's eyes. So apparently he is very attracted to Bhagavatam classes. Right? You see people catching 40 winks at the Bhagavatam classes. Okay. Animisha time. Led he. This one is very interesting. Licks up. In brackets, destroys. So the time can't lick up. It's actually an American idiom, right? Being, I was licked, right? Licked means defeated. Yeah. Defeated, yeah. So devotee is not never licked. It's very. It's interesting. Such an idiom. It goes all the way back to Sanskrit. Hetihi. Weapon. Yesham. Of whom? Aham. I. Priya. Dear. Atma. The supersoul. Sutaha. The sun. Cha. And. Sakha. Friend. Guru. Spiritual master. Suhrida, well-wisher. Daivam, the deity. Ishtam, chosen. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear mother, Devahuti, O emblem of peace. My weapon, the disk of time, never vanquishes those to whom I am very dear. For whom I am the super soul. Now check, which category can you fit here? Can you fit any category? For whom I am, the super soul, the son, friend, spiritual master, well-wisher, worshipable deity, and desired goal. Priya, Atma, Sutta, Sakha, Guru, Suhrido, Daiva, Ishta. Since the devotees are always attached to me, they are never vanquished by the agents of time. This was spoken by Kapiladev to his mother Devahuti, and is recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.38. Kapiladev instructed his mother in Sankhya Yoga, but the importance of Bhakti Yoga is mentioned here. Later, Sankhya Yoga was imitated by atheists, whose system was founded by a different Kapiladev, Rishi Kapiladev. Yasya prasadada gyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajatsashi chatanna devome bhagavan samprasidatu meishi chatanya mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. This chapter is called The Process of Devotional Service, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says at the end, whoever hears the process of practical devotional service, very soon attains shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna in love and affection. Shelter is good. Lotus feet of Krishna, very good. In love and affection, even better. How? By hearing. And whoever also, whoever hears. This is 168, second last verse of this chapter. Abhideya sadhan bhakti sune jayjan. Jayjan. So, whoever, jayjan. Achirat, without delay. Payashe Krishna premadan. Okay, Srila Prabhupada added a little mercy in his translation, but... Achirat Pai Se Krishna Premadan. Krishna Premadan. Krishna Premadan, the treasure. Dhan is treasure of Krishna Prema. You get, without delay, treasure of Krishna Prema, by hearing. So, somehow or other, turns out, I've been going through this for the last three Sundays. So, we have discussed the 26 qualities of a devotee. Just reading these beautiful qualities is very inspiring. Yeah. Anybody remember some of the 26 or 28? Or if you combine, it will be actually 26 plus 3, 29. 28, yes, 29. 29 qualities. Anybody remembers any? Mercy, it's the first one. It's the first one, the last one, in the middle one, and mercy is five times in the 26 qualities. Mercy, generosity, munificence, and so forth. Any other? He's a poet. Yes, he's a poet. Okay. He may be disguised, like Nrisimha Seva. He doesn't advertise he's a poet, but he's a poet. Even a few days ago, it just struck me, you know, when Vijay Prabhu was saying that we have 206 bones. By the way, it turns out we are born with 270 bones. But then they fuse, and what remains is 206. So Narasimha Seva Prabhu was going out and was saying that we are samo kosti I gluposti. Gluposti. Bones and nonsense. I mean, it rhymes. It rhymes in Croatian very nicely. and sounds very funny. He's a poet. You know, he's not advertising. You may think, oh, he's just cleaning the floor. No, no. He's a sage and a poet. If you can find his poetic side, he will sing a song in a poetic way describing the bitter poetry of examined life. Or sweet, whatever is the application. So yes, some other qualities of a devotee? Humble. He's humble four ways, actually. Why don't they say something four ways to Sunday? Means like before Sunday comes or Monday, it's four ways. It's like completely humble, right? Four ways to Monday or something to Sunday. Meaning he's not seeking prestige. He's giving respect to others. He is not proud of achievements, prideless, right? Amani. By the way, these are also Krishna's qualities, Amani and Manada. I mean, most of these qualities are also shared by, shared by Krishna with us, technically. Jiva Goswami says that all these qualities are actually Krishna's. And when you do devotional service, things, okay, I will share. And he gives these qualities to devotees. So these are not ordinary qualities. These are, because we take shelter in Krishna, he gives his qualities to you. Yeah? It's like if you are brothers and then you say, oh, I need to go to pick up, I need to go to buy a big mug in Merkur there. And then you say, okay, take my motorbike and go. It'll be quicker. Yes? So he shares. So Krishna is sharing like this. Depending on the relationship, of course, right? We have a list of different relationships, so Krishna shares. Not a motorbike, although that also he can, but all the good qualities, which are transcendental. Any other qualities you remember? From the tolerant, truthful, satyasara. Grave, gambira, yes. Compassionate, yes, Karunika. Dhira, fixed, yes. You said, somebody mentioned tolerant, right? You said tolerant, yes. It's very interesting, they are different between Chaitanya. Three in the Bhagavatam are not mentioned here, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, so that was some Sundays ago, and then the next one was about the power of five forms of devotional service, which are super powerful. We discussed last Sunday, and today we will conclude. So this whole chapter, we can see Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, this is Abhideya and Sadhana, this is the path which leads to perfection. This is the process. And it's described in different ways. And this is the end of it. And here, what is described, in fact, is Raganuga Bhakti, sadhana. So Raganuga is also a sadhana. And then the next one will describe Prema. The next chapter, chapter 23, Bhava and Prema. So what we are doing is sadhana. Is practice. Sadhana, which our Dr. Edwin Bryant, Advaita Das, translates as a quest. It's a nice translation, a quest. It's like if you have a company of knights, whatever. How do you say this in Slovenian? Vitezi. Vitezi. Are getting together and are setting out for some magic treasure that will save the world. Hare Krishna. And themselves also. So that's sadhana. And quest. Quest. Adventurous and heroic travel, journey for the highest treasure. And what is this highest treasure? Which highest treasure are we setting out for? Prasadam. Prasadam, what else? Prema Bhakti, yes. Mahaprasadam. Prema Prasadam. Yes. So, yes. Yeah, prema. Prema is for us individually, and bhakti, at least, for everybody. In Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that premi bhakta can give prema to everybody. Bhava bhakta can give bhava to deserving and nishta to undeserving. If somebody has bhava. And sadhaka. A sadhaka. Who is a sadhaka? A sadhaka is somebody, everybody between bhajana kriya and bhava. Right? Means sadhaka is somebody who is searching for a goal. There is no sadhana without a goal. If you don't have a goal, there is no sadhana. If you don't have a transcendental goal, there is no yoga. I may look like a yogi 4 times. I may look like a bhakta 15 times. But if there is no goal, it's very pious, very good, but it's not a sadhana. It's not a bhakti yoga sadhana. It's not yoga even. It's the definition of yoga. It's the definition of bhakti. Kriti sadhya sadhya bhava sa sadhana abhida. What is sadhana? Sadhana is that which is aimed at the ecstatic love for Krishna. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kabanoi. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Koryodoi, also Krishna's Karaj Goswami translates here. Prema is already in the heart, it's not artificial, and by Shravanam Kirtanam we make it come out, make it rise, make it manifest, blossom, as it is translated. So, therefore, if you do sadhana, you can at least give Shraddha to people, which is the seed of bhakti. Sometimes there is a discussion: can we give tulasi plants as a gift to people? So it's a very controversial and complicated topic, because some say you are going against, you are forcing the wonderful pure devotee plant Gopi Vrinda expansion into the hands or houses of people who may not be devotional. On the other hand, there are many stories. Bhakti Shamadha Maharaj, in his extensive travels around the world, found a lady in Siberia who was a non-devotee who got a tulsi plant, and she was told that, we sing for tulsi. So she was singing karmi songs to the tulsi. She thought, wow, that sounds cool. Okay, let me sing. So she was singing some karmi songs. Mishabhu, what song would we sing? Would be, like, without being a devotee, what song would one sing for tulsi? Yes. Anything. Yes, good. And Prabhupada, a few days ago, Prabhupada said, what was that song? Everybody needs to love somebody. Was it Janis Joplin, or who was it? Prabhupada said, what? Who? Yeah? He said, what was that song? So he said, yes, everybody needs to love somebody. Yes. So she was singing karmi songs, and she became a devotee. Tulsi was hearing and hearing, and she was saying, oh, okay, let me bless her. let her sing some better songs for me. And she became a devotee. Well, we have a much closer example right here in this temple. Where will he be now? Probably there. There he is. He can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know how much shall I reveal. We have a very special master, grand master of all devotional services here, Devendra Prabhu, Devendra Gopal Prabhu, and he was a sailor, and when he was in India, he said, can you please give me some local plant? And they gave him Tulsi in Bombay. So he put Tulsi in his, on the ships, they are cabins. He put, in his cabin, he put Tulsi. And you can see, he's here now. So Tulsi is very, very merciful, very kind. So she can give incredible blessings. Actually, Tulsi is given as an example of incredible benefits of associating with devotees in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. This is a story of a very sinful person who was born as a brahmana and he didn't act as a brahmana. He was stealing, cheating, playing, gambling, all kinds of drinking, alcohol, so all kinds of things which are especially reprehensible, especially disgusting for a brahmana, for somebody who is a brahmana. So that was especially disgusting. Of course, that's already an abomination and distortion which has been prevalent over the last probably couple million years, I guess, from several yugas already. Because normally you would be born according to your karma in the family where you more or less belong, and therefore it degraded into asuri varnashrama that you are judged by your birth. If you have this type of body, then, okay, you are, if you are son of an architect, you are an architect. If son of a brahmana, you are a brahmana. If son of a shudra, you are shudra, Hare Krishna. If you are in a white body, you are condemned. In a white body, you can't ever. I read it. And before becoming a devotee, I went to the library. I got, I think it was Dr. Radhakrishnan's Indian philosophy book in big, thick, four-volume blue book, Indian philosophy, Dr. Radhakrishnan. And there he was describing Indian religion. He was describing Vedism, Brahmanism, and he said, I was already searching for moksha. I was already out to be free. I realized this is, I mean, I was in a double concentration camp. I was in the material world, and I was in the Soviet Union. So I was, you know, in prison twice. How to say? It's like prison, in the, what do you call it? The where do they send bad prisoners to? Special unit, isolation, and what do they call this unit? Where they? No. They have a special name for it. Shipan Chatado Kijai. It was in a better part of it, but still, I realized I must get free. So I was searching. So I knew that in India they know that soldier confinement. Plus, there's something that for special punishment, like in a, they have some name for this. Incarcerated, that's general, but yeah. Anyway, so I was searching, and then there was this book, and then Dr. Radhakrishnan says, yeah, but you will never get this knowledge as a student unless you are born as a brahmana. Ha ha. No hope. You're white, no hope. No hope. I thought, this is wrong. How can that be correct? If they are speaking about spiritual knowledge, it should not depend on just the body. I mean, if you are spirit, you are spirit, right? If you're not the body, you're not the body. It doesn't matter what color is your skin. Does it? Even in India itself, you have so many colors. From like almost snow white to very, very dark. And all different shades in between. And they can be born in any family. So why should it? Well, varna means color. In Sanskrit, varna means color. Brahmin Varna means color. Technically, one of the meanings is color. Varna, your colors. So it's a late deviation. It's a rather late deviation, actually. Color, shape of your body. I'm extending it all the way to the gender. You know, that's where I'm going. That nowadays we see some devotees initiation, who got Hare Krishna, who got all of it just by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, who has recovered the purity from millions of years before, prevailed over the conservative, very orthodox, not orthodox, very, I don't want to say bad words, conservative, not even conservative, how to say? It's not traditional, it's not really in the Veda. Prabhupada has been able to prove that it's not based on the Veda. Because Krishna says, guna karma vibhagasha, not by body, not by the shape of your body in any way, not by jati, not by birth, by guna and karma. Yeah. Yes, it's a very narrow, so we can say narrow-minded. Yeah, narrow-minded people. Can't call them, So we've seen that some of these same Western devotees, very nice devotees, they try to bring it back to what Prabhupada has worked hard to defeat and succeeded to defeat. He has succeeded to remove this misconception. In India, even among the Brahmanas, even most of the temples, like for example Srirangam, we were not allowed. No Westerner was ever allowed for decades until they figured out, today also a tourist will not be allowed. But then they see, if they see you are an ISKCON devotee, then they took 20 years, and they figured out, they follow the regulative principles, they get initiation, they chant the Maha Mantra, they are clean in their behaviors, they don't think this is an idol, they understand this is a deity, so they let you happily in, no problem. They let you in. So by guna karma, by your behavior, by your virtues you practice. So they have recovered. It's already been successful. You can see this is success. When Prabhupada started, he was accused, but now you can see Srila Prabhupada has managed to achieve this success. So, like I remember, I was 20 years ago in India. I was traveling in a train, and I was getting out of the bathroom, and I had my Brahmin thread. So one elderly Indian gentleman said, "You have a Brahmin thread." I said, "Yes, sir. My Guru Maharaj gave me initiation, diksha, and so by mercy of my Guru, he gave me also the thread. So Guru Kripa, by mercy of Guru." So he shook his head and said, "Yeah, Guru Kripa, it works. Yes, that's a valid process. That's how it works. Yes." Whereas when Srila Prabhupada was beginning it, 50 years ago, they were attacking Srila Prabhupada. How can you give this to people with the wrong color, shape, and birth? It's a destruction of our Hindu religion. But then Prabhupada said, where does it say in the Gita? Where does it say in the Veda? Where does it say? It says guna karma vibhagasha. Right? So I remember when I was reading that blue book by Dr. Radha Krishna, I was thinking, it can't be true. If I go there, if I actually show that I'm interested in the spiritual life, I'm interested in transcendence, I'm interested in Brahman. I didn't know about Krishna so much yet. It was before I met devotees. So I'm sure that if they are true Brahmanas, if they actually speak and understand spiritual life, that they will teach me. They will teach me. I was convinced. I mean, otherwise, how are they spiritualists? They are not spiritualists. They can't be spiritualists if they will not teach you just based on your body. And little did I know that I didn't have to go all the way to India, because India came to me. Devotees came with the books. And there were devotees on the street with the books, distributing, selling books. There were devotees who distributed books to my friends, and then the friends brought me the books. Even my father bought me some books. The Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness by Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj and Krishna Cuisine. And he was showing me, look, see, it says butter. Because I was eating some Buddhist diet, you know, everything had to be very plain. He says, look, in your Krishna book, it says butter here, so you eat ghee, butter. It doesn't say tasteless. Something. So you can see Srila Prabhupada so generously came to give this treasure to the whole world. And then he not only gave, he engaged all of us in million ways to spread the mercy. So this is Srila Prabhupada's incredible generosity. And he didn't do this for any of his personal profit or gain or anything. So Srila Prabhupada has done it for us. I mean, how many of us would be dead by now without Krishna? So many devotees were suicidal before Krishna consciousness. There are so many stories, either by books or by Harinam. People say, oh, I was actually just about to commit suicide. And then they are given, life has meaning. No, there is something in life that has a higher purpose. There is a higher friend. So that's Srila Prabhupada's generosity. That's the true Brahmana. Brahmana means magnanimous, broad-minded, big heart, magnanimous. Magnanimous literally means Vilikudushan, big heart, big soul. Yes. And this is what all the activities Srila Prabhupada engages us in mean. Book distribution. Yes, this is spreading the mercy. Harinam, deity worship, temple programs, all of it is meant to spread the mercy, to help. It helps in many different ways. So many different ways. Helps in a subtle way, because we do yagya, and so the whole world gets another lease on air, water, sun, whatever. Yeah, yes. That's the Sankirtan yagya. That's the yagya for the age. You don't do this, you don't pay the bill, it's switched off. Yeah? So, we can... In the last 20 years, the area of man-planted green area increased by 5%. Mostly, yeah, so in China and India. So, which is more than the area of the Amazon forests. I mean, I can talk about this a lot. Many interesting points about it. So that will happen even if we do, I mean, no, if you just do the yagya, but if you want to not just have what a piece of bread and butter and water, then we need to also chant better, at least some of our mantra, japa, and interact with people in a respectful way, not creating unnecessary hurt. Not creating hurt, pain, not giving pain, unnecessary pain. Not giving unnecessary pain by our interactions. This is, you can see, this is the first yama of any yoga, and this is rule of any yoga, and this is the repeated quality of a devotee. So if you do that, then not only you will have bread and sun, you will have jam and ice cream with a carob chocolate glazing on top. As do we have many temples with an ice cream machine, Vijay Prabhu? Yes. Also. As well, okay, but and they started after New York. Hare Krishna. I think it's the third Surabhi machine I already, the third reincarnation of the Surabhi machine I can remember, no? In this, yes? Hare Krishna. So even any sadhaka, even a sadhaka who doesn't have bhava, if you practice sadhana, bhakti yoga sadhana, you can give shraddha the seed. So just like tulasi, sometimes we give the whole plant, but they say it may be, we see it actually works, but they say, okay, it might be more sensitive and delicate from your side to give not the plant, but to give a seed. And then she decides, will she grow or not? Does she want to grow in the house of this person or not? Right? So you can see that, so that's what you can give people. Even if you are not a bhava bhakta, even if you don't have ecstatic love, you can give seeds. And by the way, you can give seeds again and again also. So these are our transcendental books. And it's very amazing. They can sprout 40 years later also. They do not get destroyed. I mean, they do not lose their power to grow after many years. Nothing can stop it. Or by the Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we were starting Food for Life in West Ukraine, we went to rent a big hall, 1993. Priyavrata came, so we went to a big hall, and there was some former soldier and diplomat. So we said, we want to start this Food for Life. He was a funny guy. So first time a devotee came, he said, we are not the body, we are eternal. So he pulls out a gun, he gives him a gun, he says, so, you can shoot yourself? He said, no, we use the body for Krishna. Ah, okay. So he took back the gun. It was very funny. he had a good sense of humor. So we wanted the hole, big hole to start. So he gave. But then he said, what if I don't give? So we said, well, then we take it as Krishna's mercy. He said, oh, I like it. This is good. Yeah, oh, Allahu Akbar. He was fighting in those countries. Also, he said, I like that spirit. Okay, take the hole. Not only the hole, I'll give you 10 tons of wheat flour. For your cooking. I know a man. He'll give you 10 tons of wheat flour, good quality wheat flour. Do you need? I'll give you. I don't know where his Tarnowski his name was. So we were studying food for life in there, and so what was the thing? He stopped. He said, so who are you? We said, we are Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna devotees. He said, oh yeah, I remember actually. 15 years ago in Paris, I saw you guys with your drums on the street playing and singing. So if they allow you to sing in Paris, it means you can't be too bad. So okay, I'll give you the whole. Well, we still sing in Paris, I must say, you know. we still do. And Vijay Prabhu is heading right there to help spread the mercy. Paris needs mercy, definitely, as the whole France. And Belgium also. So, seeds. So it took, you can see, it was decades before that seed had a chance to help this devotee, this soldier, to give 10 tons of wheat flour and give the advertisement and give his best location hole in the city to start the Food for Life in Lviv, West Ukraine. So you are channels of mercy. We are distributors of mercy. That's not curses. Okay. Sometimes we think that's our task, to go around and ha ha, cut. That we will have enough volunteers for that. No worries. Don't. We need volunteers to spread the mercy, the blessings. That we don't have enough volunteers for that, to spread the mercy. So, Krishnas Karaj Goswami here describes the sadhana. The sadhana is aimed at sadhya, the goal of bhava, of ecstatic love for Krishna. He has described the regulated practice, and here he describes the very special form of sadhana. It's still sadhana, it's not perfection. It's still sadhana, it's still practice. But it's practice based on a specific relationship with Krishna. You see Krishna as your friend, or your guru, or your deity, or your soul. Well, it says super soul, okay. So, the soul of your soul. As your son. This is far out. Can you imagine? You can wish to give birth to God. I was struck by this idea this morning. I was just thinking, you know, what kind of a desire that is, you know? I want to give birth to God. Hare Krishna. Some of you look uninspired. Brahmacharis. They're just But it's a legitimate desire. It's a legitimate desire. It's mentioned every time. It doesn't have to be that right now. Could be in the future, don't worry. Could be in the spiritual body. Has to be in the spiritual body. But you can see there are different rasas, and it's much stronger. Because this desire is specific, therefore it's very stronger. But it's also rare and not to be imitated cheaply. Yes, it has to be self-manifest. That's why it's called spontaneous. It's spontaneous not because you are whimsical in your performance, but it's spontaneous because you spontaneously wish to serve Krishna. That's why it's very strong. So Srila Prabhupada warns us not to imitate. At least he says wait till you clear all the anarthas. Otherwise we've had all kinds of very strange apasampradayas over the last few hundred years. But you can see it's the treasure offered in our line. Krishnas Karaj Goswami concludes here by describing it. And this is the point. Why we don't get ecstatic love for Krishna? There are two reasons. Vijay Prabhu quoted yesterday the Nectar of Devotion quote. Two reasons why we don't get ecstatic love for Krishna. Two reasons. One reason is sort of not our responsibility. Krishna is cautious. He's not sure. Are you reliable? Can I give myself to you? Will you not misuse me? That's understandable, right? There is another reason, which is up to you. I don't even know this. We don't want it. That's the problem. We don't want it. We are satisfied to continue for 50 years. Or 500 years. Without wanting it. We don't want it. How can he give this most amazing thing? It's amazing. Basically, to give it, he just wants you to want it. And we don't. We're okay to just, you know, mumble on. I'm making fun of myself. That's what I'm doing. It's at best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah? Hare Krishna. So why would, the most valuable thing he wants to give, he wants to give. Prabhupada says, 1:17, Krishna is more anxious to get us back than we can ever be. In Kunti's prayer, he says, Krishna is more merciful to us, to the soul, than a conditioned soul can ever imagine. Can you imagine? I can imagine a lot. But it turns out, I can't imagine how merciful Krishna is. I can't. He's more merciful than I can imagine. Hare Krishna. Can you imagine? You should imagine. It's a good exercise. It's the proper exercise of our imagination. Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy, ki jai. Merciful process, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Nila Gaur Brahmanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Questions? Who has questions? 1, 2, 3. You don't? Okay. Urugai Prabhu? You were the first, yes. Unless you want to go second, I don't know. It's cut it out. Let the first. Guru Kapoor has all. Oh, you also have.
Yeah, now I have a question.
Now you have a question. Okay. Shoot.
You mentioned Srila Prabhupada's generosity and his big heart, and his magnanimous or big soul. And how do you see? When you mentioned that we are humble, and at the same time, you know, like Prabhupada had this, he was really humble, and he could execute. So how do we develop this real humble attitude? Because sometimes then we become successful, and then we become puffed up, or we become. How to develop these four qualities? You know what I'm speaking of? Because then Krishna gives everything then. You know what I'm saying?
Meaning, being generous sounds like I am very rich. Yeah. I'm coming across as I have so much to give, right?
Or we have so much to give, and yeah, in a way, yes. And then
but we should be very humble. Is that the question?
Yeah, that's one part of the question. And then how that reflects to a personal development of individual humbleness and qualities, and at the same time staying generous and not becoming like a miser or like that. It's kind of.
Yeah. Hey, Jai Prabhu, would you like to.
He says, Salankru Sisha Bhagavan Vachank Sime.
Alexander, can you please cut it out?
That devotees of the Lord do not think that the services they do are actions under their own control, but they are expressions of Krishna's supreme mercy.
Wow. Where is that?
Narada Muni, Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Ah.
Powerful statement. Devotees of the Lord do not think the services they do are actions under their own control, but they are expressions of Krishna's supreme mercy. So there's no pride.
Huh.
Just Krishna's mercy.
And, again, you just try distributing books. You'll be humble very quickly. I mean, if you go for more than a couple of years, I say, right? If you go more than a couple hours, then you'll be humbled. Right? Or, actually, I would say probably every service, isn't it? Whatever service you do. When you teach, or preach, you will be humbled. When you, I don't know about singing. Anybody has experience with singing that you get humbled? Anybody has? Who's singing? You're singing, no? Dharma Prabhu. Do you have singers who have experience? Do you feel humbled sometimes when you sing? Yes. Why? Doesn't come out? Or people don't respond? Uh-huh. Yeah, I think any service, addressing the deities, managing, oh, they will make you humble. 1, 2, 3, bus.
The Prabhupada pastime, devotee was singing, Prabhupada there, and he's singing, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. It's just like it's an
it's epidemic. Normal
it's
Bengali.
An epidemic in ISKCON now. Hare Ramo, but Prabhupada was he called the devotee. Who is Ramo?
Yeah, who is Ramo?
Who's yeah. that Ramo?
Yeah.
Rama.
Or
he got real humbled.
Yes. Well, the other one when he was using the mic very efficiently, and Prabhupada said, "Who is that Rakshasa?" Yeah.
And then the other one. Bhaja, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Bhaja,
Krishna.
Yes, yeah.
What's this bhaja? Where did you get that from? Vrindavan, Prabhupada. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Prabhupada got so angry. So they got humbled very much.
You yourself know. Your service, you do, sometimes it works, then boom, it doesn't. Any service you do, you see that it's not yours, you're not the controller. You may be super duper expert. And it has been super successful, you know, for 99 months. And then all of a sudden, boom, something. And then you understand, oh, I'm not the controller. Right? So, Krishna helps. We can help. Krishna help us by also remembering that, oh, Krishna, I understand. No. I know. I'm not the controller. I know. Please. That's the idea, right? That we begin. Like that, understanding. Okay, it's your mercy. I will do my best, but depend on you for the rest, for the results. The results are yours. The action is yours. Mercy is yours. We are not distributing our treasure. We are distributing Krishna's treasure. Krishna is eager, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Adi Lila. I am the gardener. I've come, but I've got so many fruits I can't distribute myself. Please help me to just give out the fruits. In Adiriya, chapter 10 or 9, as a gardener, the tree of Lord Chaitanya. So that's how we can think, preventive, how to say it, we can call it preventive humility, preemptive humility. Otherwise, if you do not preemptively become humble, then Krishna will help us. As Niranjan Swami says, when one very successful book distributor asked him, should I work on humility or pridelessness, or should I just continue and Krishna will help? He said, if you just continue, Krishna will help. How, you may not like, but he will. So, one way or another, either just continue or try to work deep. Krishna, it's you, not me. I'm just doing my work, my effort, but mercy is yours. And accept any outcome. Surrender means, bhakti actually is rooted in surrender. Jiva Goswami and Bhakti Sandarbha, interestingly, when he describes direct bhakti, before Shravanam Kirtanam, which is direct bhakti, Surupa Siddha Bhakti, he first begins with Guru Padashraya, which is not direct bhakti, it's Sangha Siddha Bhakti, which is common to every path, even karmic path. You must take a guru, some guru, right? And then even before that, he begins with surrender, which is also not bhakti, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's a staircase to bhakti. It's a negative process of relinquishing our attachments and identifications and addictions. But he adds them and he says, your bhakti is as successful as you are surrendered. And surrender means accepting Krishna's will and giving up our ego. Identification. So that's in his description of Surupa Siddha Bhakti, direct Bhakti. So if I'm complaining, oh, this, you say your book says, I want Hare Krishna or just this, just by hearing I will attain this, where is it? Well, Jiva Goswami says, how much percent of your ego have you surrendered? 1%? Okay, you get 1% result. Basically, it's opening up for mercy. So we can preemptively accept Krishna. It's your, I mean, say and feel. That's the difficult part, to tweak our desires, feelings that Krishna, I'm yours, result is yours, success is yours, even mercy is yours, magnanimity is yours, everything is yours. I'm just your servant and the devotee's servant. Plus, no, first, two more questions. Two more? Or three more? Yes. Urugai Prabhu? Or?
Hare Krishna. You were speaking about lack of want and desire to get Krishna Prema to succeed in sadhana. There is big obstacle, probably one of the ways to hell, lust, and among others, and it doesn't seem always to be actually under our control. Scripture say give up, but you know, it's how to give up lust. I mean, it doesn't feel like we can give it up. And it persists after years of devotional service. So what are we doing wrong? What's the method? And sometimes it comes in the middle of the night, and it seems like I didn't call it. So what to do?
Can you please turn on? Can you find a verse? I'll just quote you what Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes many times. First of all, our process, this is one of the things that Krishna tries to correct in the Gita. We, for the last few million years, we are mixing spiritual life with only Jnana Yoga process of not, cut, renounce, which is it's part of surrender, it's part of it, but Prabhupada says yoga means plus, not minus. So this is what we are doing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes several, I mean every acharya, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur in particular, he quotes one verse here. So in other words, nothing can stand in the way of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is so powerful that it apichat sudurachara. No matter what desires you may have, you may still add Krishna as your top priority. 11:20:27. Bhagavatam 11:20:27. So Krishna says, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes this one. In other words, it's not that first you must be completely free from all the other desires and then you can begin pure bhakti. No, that will be Jnana Mishra Bhakti or Karma Mishra Bhakti. No, you can begin immediately cultivating taste for serving Krishna, no matter what. And basically, it's not separate buckets that first you must remove that and then you will get this. 11:20:27. There are two verses there. So therefore, basically, you talk to the mind and say, "Yeah, it's very important and terribly exciting." But how about we do a little bit of bhakti here, go to the class, chant, serve this way, that way, right? And then by the positive taste, then these other things will naturally wilt away, will become less and less like vapor, like just air, like clouds in the sky. If you watch any cloud in the sky, you will see it changes and sometimes chunks of it disappear. It just vanishes. Yeah. If you watch any cloud long enough, or it's go on YouTube and just what do you call it? Speed loop. Speed. you get it? 11:20. So yeah, this one. Good. So Krishna says, Jatta shadomatkatha su nirvina sarva karmasu vedadukat makan kaman parityage pyanishvara tato bhajeta mam prita shadhalur dirdanishchaya jushamanashchatan kaman duhkodarkanshchagarhayan. You have the translation? Yeah. Having awakened faith in the narrations of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, nirvina, disgusted or detached, or understanding they are not the goal of life, meaning of life. Knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment. My devotee should remain happy, Krishna says. Not depressed, lying in a corner. I'm so fallen. Says, should remain happy. And worship me with great faith and conviction. Dridha nishchaya. Happy, continue. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment. Not just having the desire. Actually, we are not recommending this. Again, it's not what Srila Prabhupada says we should do, but this is what Krishna says. My devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. But he clearly says that bhajeta, mam prita, be happy and continue worshipping. So, as Prabhupada says, when you have a cup with ink, you keep pouring milk and then it will just be clean after some time. Yeah? Amarananda Prabhu? Yes, let's...
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have actually two questions, but I try to be short. One, you mentioned regarding to how that we don't want, actually. You mentioned that you end your beautiful lecture by saying we don't want. And it struck us, actually, but at the same time...
That's what Nectar of Devotion and Rupa Goswami say. This is why it's sudur laban. This is why Bhava Bhakti is very rare. We just don't want. We have no asakti.
How to change it to want? So is it come from an association or just life experience, time bring us to the point that we should want it actually?
Do you have this expression? You can lead a horse to the river, but you can't force him to drink.
Yeah.
You have it? Yeah. Nobody can force you to desire. It's one prerogative that's only yours. So it's good that we are in touch with Krishna. That's the idea. So then there is a very big chance we will become more and more attracted. Mm. And of course association. Yes. That increases this chance by millionfold. But ultimately it's our decision. That's one independent. That's one degree of independence that every jiva has. Speed with which we, the speed, our speed of advancement. Okay.
Yeah. And then second one, you mentioned beginning of your lecture about the sadhana should have a purpose, goal.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not sadhana.
Yes.
So is it also
that Rupa Goswami is
sadhana, the purpose of sadhana? Is it to be, to please Guru? Like you do sadhana, maybe you don't feel so much in your heart, that is strong drive, but you want to please because you actually promised to him to do so, or he asked you to do so, let me say like this. And you put a purpose like, I want to please him by my endeavor and effort.
It can be a part of it. However, you can see Srila Prabhupada several times says, if you want to please me, develop love of Krishna. He was sort of tricked into saying, what pleases you most? And this was a book distributor number one in LA, right, that time. And he was sort of expecting a pat on his ego that, oh, book distribution, and you're number one, so you're the best. But Prabhupada said, when you develop love of Krishna. So, right? So, if you really want to please our spiritual master, yes, As long as you're keeping yourself in the fire, yes. But you can see that ultimately his desire, their desire is that you become Krishna's, that you love Krishna, that we love Krishna, right? So that's sort of the actual desire of the spiritual master, right? Hare Krishna. Okay, so let's, you still have your, okay, last, I'm sorry, it's 15 minutes over, but am I good?
Thank you so much for a nice class. Regarding, you mentioned that someone like Premi Bhakta can give prema, someone can give seeds or different yes. things. So I have one this example, and I'm not clear about what this person gives, so I want you to clarify. One lady, she has a very problematic family, and she lived in such a huge problem. So then she met devotees, and then she decided, okay, I will get rid of this, my family, and this problem, and I will join. So she joined.
Get and rid of my family.
Yes, because they abuse her and different things happening. So then she start to do some service and associating with devotees, and somehow slowly she was progressing in her life, and she started to feel happy. And then the parents, they decide that, like, now they want to do something about it, and then they went to crime inspector, and then they said, like, we want to, our daughter, she joined this Hare Krishna movement, and they are very dangerous sect. They are causing so much harm to the society. We want to stop this, and we want to send her to psychiatry. Please investigate all about them and help us to do something about it. So this inspector, he was like attending program in the temple and start to read a book and associate with the devotee. And then he also do that with her parents. And then he said, now I think that maybe they are crazy, not her. And then he start to talk and talk with her so much. And then he realized that, and then he got conclusion that actually the parents are crazy, not her. And that inspector, after a while, researching, reading of book, associating, he also become devotee. And then, so my idea, what that this lady give to this person? She said that I'm really suffering, but now I'm happy. Whatever my parents can do, I'm never mind, but I want to stay with the devotees. And then he researched about her desire, why she sticks so much to the devotees, and he also joined in the end. So what she gave to this inspector, this lady who suffer like anything, who parents judge her as a, and etiquette her like crazy, and what she gave to, what we can say about this case?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this any sadhaka can give shraddha. So shraddha, Prabhupada sometimes translates as interest, some open interest. So this inspector seems to have had some open mind that was a little open. He was investigating. He didn't have a foregone conclusion. Oh, they are total. He was investigating. So some openness, some interest, and that's already some inkling of shraddha. And if he is even a little honest, then he can make his own conclusion. So that's shraddha. This is shraddha. This sounds very similar to Dhanurdhar Swami's story also. He was kidnapped, deprogrammed, and then the psychiatrist, he talked to him, talked to his parents, and said, actually, they are crazy, you're okay. Now they also agree that, yeah, you did the best thing you could do. Of all the children, you did the most correct thing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhakti Yoga ki jai.